Hello, you're listening to Collision Chat, the best pound for pound podcast covering AEW Collision. I'm your host, Daniel Ball. On today's show, we're going to be talking about that disastrous episode of Dynamite from last Wednesday night, briefly, and then we're going to get into the nitty-gritty and cover this weekend, well, last night. Probably you're going to be hearing this on Monday, but yeah, as at the time of recording, last night's big episode of Collision, which featured the big main event tag team title match, FTR versus MJF and Adam Cole. How's everyone doing? Yeah, hope you all had a good weekend. I spent most of the weekend looking after my little boy. Little girl stayed on Friday night as well. In the UK, it's a bit of a happy weekend because it is the last weekend before the English football season starts next weekend, where I will be following the almighty, my favourite team, Preston North End. I'll be watching them away at Bristol City. It's about a 4.5 hour drive from Preston. So yeah, we are getting on a coach full of absolute scumbags, loads of beer to watch North End's first game of the season. But enough of football. We are going to be talking about everything regarding, basically summing up everything that's happened in the week covering AEW. And it's been, I'm going to start because I really want to get into this. I mean, I've been dying to actually podcast about this since I Thursday morning got up and watched AEW Dynamite. The show was introduced by stating, here we are, we're on the road to Wembley, 4 weeks away. What did we get? We got absolutely diddly squat. That was the only mention of Wembley on the entire show. And do you know what I mean? I was talking about this to someone, right? If you just, as a standalone, yeah, this was a good show. Yeah, if this happened 10 weeks out from a pay-per-view, it would have been fine. I'm going a bit far by saying good, but it would have been a fine show. This just felt like one of the Dynamites where they've just down-tooled and they thought, yeah, we'll just build a few things to the next week. The big show's next week, AEW 200. But it's not good enough. We're 4 weeks out, yeah, from the biggest show AEW are ever going to run. You might say that I'm wrong with that. Bollocks. They are not going to get, I think the ticket sales are up to, is it 75, 76,000? We're probably going to be getting, we're probably going to be getting 80,000 people in the building. Maybe if they started announcing some matches, do you know what I mean, that's going to sell some tickets. We don't actually know one person who's confirmed to wrestle on this Wembley card. We don't know one match. Tony Khan seems to have forgotten to build up half of the matches. Great. What a bad time to text. But anyway, I was on a roll then, but yeah. The show itself, I'm thinking, right, we're going to know by the end of the show what is going to happen. What? At least two or three matches. This is AEW's road to WrestleMania. I hate to go back to WWE, the comparison things, because everyone cries about it. But guess what? It's what we've got to do. These are the two biggest wrestling companies, yeah? They're going to get compared to each other. Deal with it, yeah? This is AEW. It's not like WWE, yeah? They get every year of WrestleMania, yeah? You know they're going to get at least 60, 50,000 people into a building once a year, guaranteed, because the name WrestleMania sells because of its history, yeah? AEW, yeah, are looking for their version of WrestleMania, or they should be doing, yeah? I've been complaining about it for years. We have these four pay-per-views, yeah? But, I mean, look at Double or Nothing. They struggled to get 10,000 people into that building in Las Vegas in May, yeah? 80,000 people are going to be at Wembley Stadium, yeah, to watch AEW. This is their biggest show. They will never run a bigger show. I mean, if you come back to Wembley, you might do 60, 70. If you're lucky, yeah, put your best foot forward. They need to be putting the biggest matches, the biggest card out. But what Tony Khan's done, he's obsessed with, like, tradition and everything, yeah? So why have you put this show all out the week after? I mean, you've put yourself over to begin with, yeah? Get yourself a couple of weeks break. Instead now, they're not booking anything, it seems. But what they're going to have to do, they're going to have to book for All Out as well as All In. 10,000 people are going to be at All Out, yeah? They're going to do, what, 150,000, 140,000 sales on pay-per-view. Great. This is your first show in Europe. You have sold almost 80,000 tickets. Yeah? 80,000 tickets. What are you saving these matches for? Yeah? Put your biggest matches on now. I'm sorry, but fuck Chicago and fuck All Out. The only thing that matters for AEW in the next 4 weeks is All In. Yeah? And what do they do? They spend half of the show building up AR Fox. Yeah? AR Fox is decent, right? But he's not, he's probably not even going to be on All In, yeah? Why are you spending half an hour building up this guy. You could have been doing that years before. Why the best friends, yeah? You're 4 weeks out, yeah? If you're building up to a pay-per-view, traditionally, 4 weeks out is your show where you find out, you can basically tell from the angles that happen on the show where, do you know what I mean, most of the card. If you think about when WWE did monthly pay-per-views, right? I don't know what they still do now, but not quite monthly. The night after the previous pay-per-view and the week after is where you would basically, you'd know your big four matches, won't you? I couldn't tell you anything that they're going to put on the show. I mean, maybe Orange Cassidy against Jon Moxley, which I think that'll be good. I think if they do it then, but are they going to do it? We can't assume any matches are taking place on All In because they've decided through tradition, this company that's been around for 4 years, tradition, to run this stupid pay-per-view in Chicago the week after. So they've really cut themselves to spite, they've spiked themselves before we've even got going. Yeah, I mean, great, I'm buzzing we've got a show at Wembley. Let's face it, no matter what AEW put out, yeah, this always happens. Apart from Double or Nothing this year, which I'm sorry, was shit. But usually, when AEW put a pay-per-view out, the build's crap, yeah? But they've got pretty much the best wrestlers in the world, and they allow them to go out and have great matches, don't they? So we always, usually, get a very good pay-per-view, and the build will sort of get forgotten about. But, I mean, we were supposed to be getting Kenny Omega against Will Ospreay. People say, no, that was never... Bollocks! Will Ospreay had a video package on Dynamite the night after Forbidden Door, alluding that he knows the perfect place for this third match, yeah? People are saying, oh, that was the Tokyo Dome. They've already had a match at the Tokyo Dome. Why would AEW promote a match at the Tokyo Dome for 6 months' time? Why would they allow time on their show for Will Ospreay to hint where the next match is going to be? It's bollocks. Clearly, the plan was to do Ospreay Omega at Wembley, yeah? Clearly. And there was, do you know what I mean? They've even spoke about it somewhere along the line. They was talking about doing a different match in each continent. And yeah, you can say maybe like, oh, maybe New Japan didn't want that. Well, bollocks, right? We've had one match on mutual terms, yeah? Mutual ground at Forbidden Door, a joint show, yeah? We've had one match in New Japan territory. Do you know what I mean? New Japan need AEW more than AEW need New Japan. It's a fact, yeah? They had Kenny Omega versus Ospreay, which helped Wrestle Kingdom quite a lot. In terms of ticket sales and in terms of buys, yeah? Right? So, it's now AEW's turn to get Ospreay versus Omega 3. I don't know why AEW would let them have this match twice in New Japan, once on a mutual show, and never happen in AEW. This match should be happening at All In. Couldn't, like, Chris Jericho, Will Ospreay is the match that Fightful are reporting that could happen. It's, do you know what I mean? Chris Jericho's, what is he, 51, 52? I mean, God bless him. He's not as good as he used to be, yeah? Like, this match right now, 4 weeks, the show is 4 weeks today at the time of recording, yeah? There is no reason for that match to happen, yeah? We don't need a match on Wembley where you're just rushing the build for it. We've got a story here that's been going on since January, yeah? Blow it off on the biggest stage possible. Don't blow it off at Wrestle Kingdom, yeah? We don't need that. Blow it off at All In. We don't need you to just rush together and have everything. I mean, if we're guessing what the All In card's going to be, Orange Cassidy Moxley, yeah, that's been thrown together from this week, yeah, right? The only other one is MJF, whoever MJF faces, is it going to be Adam Cole? I mean, we're going to get into Collision later on, that's what you would have expected, but I'm starting to think maybe it's going to be CM Punk, which has a long time build and a lot of history, but we need to get going, it's 4 weeks today, like, I'm just going to get into this, right? Let's just, fuck this Dynamite. I mean, it was a decent standalone show, but in terms of building for All In, it was an absolute disaster. Let's get that straight, it was a disaster. And Tony Khan has hopefully, and rightfully so, took a lot of flack online for this, and he'll hopefully correct it on Dynamite this week. I mean, the funny thing is, yeah, I mean, 10 minutes in, I was planning on opening with this. Hopefully, you listened to last week's show. If not, go and check it out, for it was a decent show. As I say, Collision Chat, the best AEW podcast for Collision out there, right? Only one that's dedicated to show talking about Collision, apparently, right? Go back to last week's show, and I said the difference between Collision and Dynamite, one of the main differences anyway, is if a big match happens 1 week on Collision, yeah, the following week the show will start with the fallout from that match. Ricky Starks versus CM Punk is probably the biggest match they've done on Collision. What's the first segment the following week? It's Ricky Starks and CM Punk in the ring. Let's go to Dynamite, yeah? What did I say? I said, they've just done this Blood and Guts match, yeah? It's taken up an hour of our times, an hour of Dynamite, yeah? And you just know it's not going to be followed up on the next week, yeah? They'll probably just open the show with some random, meaningless Orange Cassidy title match. And what happened? Show starts, right? I'm sat there waiting for the fallout of this big match, the big drawing Blood and Guts match, and what happens? Orange Cassidy's out there having a match with AR Fox, and we got a little Elite video package. Not even an Elite video package, a video package recapping the match. So why should I invest in Blood and Guts next year when the match will happen, the winner will happen, there'll be nothing, no fallout from it at all. It's just feud ended. Bye, see you later. That's it. Why would I bother? What is the point? But it's just, yeah, it's just annoying because Dynamite, it's just, it just, I don't know. I'm getting a bit sick of it, to be honest. At least WWE, though, I don't watch the week-to-week product, but I listen to podcasts reviewing it, yeah? At least they seem to like WWE. I mean, they go a bit too far the other way, but yeah, a match happens. Fuck me. If a big match happens one week, the next week, you know you're getting it thrown down your face. In AEW, it's like, right, let's move on to what's ever happening now. No, there's no match will ever matter if it's just forgotten about the week after. But yeah. Anyway, on to this MJF Adam Cole. We're going to get into the actual Collision show, the review of the show after this. But yeah, MJF and Adam Cole. I mean, what did I say on last week's show? Even Collision, you can rely on it, like, basically finding out what's going to happen. But what happened? We get FTR versus MJF and Adam Cole, and you're thinking, no matter what happens, I'm going to know the main event for Wembley at the end of this. CM Punk even said, by the end of the show, you should know what I'm doing at Wembley. That didn't happen, did it? But FTR versus MJF and Cole, yeah, the match, I put three options on our poll. What'll happen? MJF turns on Cole, which didn't want to happen. Cole turns on MJF, yeah, sets up the match. Or MJF and Cole win the titles, defend the titles at Wembley. None of it happened. What happened was, I mean, MJF saves Adam Cole from the Shatter Machine and instead gets rolled up by Dax Harwood. Yeah, that's right. Your World Heavyweight Champion, yeah, just got rolled up by Dax Harwood. So you better be hoping that MJF is having a match with Dax Harwood. First time MJF is it? I think he might have been pinned once leading up to the match at Double or Nothing. This is the first time he's champion, yeah? Except that moment has been pinned, apart from, I know, the Iron Man match, but whatever. We should be seeing Dax Harwood versus MJF, but maybe we will, maybe we won't. But not that, what I just can't work out is, right, at the end of the match, this was the perfect moment, if he was going to do it, to have Adam Cole turn on MJF. MJF was fuming at himself. He'd just been rolled up. He was distraught. He's apologising. Adam Cole saying, yeah, I'm your friend, blah, blah, blah. Boom. If you're going to do the heel turn, that was the moment. So basically now, there's not going to be a turn before Wembley because that was your peak. That was your peak. That's gone now. Forget any turn before Wembley. If they do, I'll be really disappointed unless they do it extremely well. That was your moment. If there was going to be a turn before Wembley, that's when it was going to happen. Yeah? So now, you've got two options. MJF obviously promised Adam Cole a match for the title. That could happen at All In, babyface versus babyface. Not too keen on that, but who knows. They might want to... Yet again, you've got this carrot of All Out after, lingering over you, like an ex-girlfriend that won't fuck off, yeah? Right? Lingering over you, and basically, you feel like they're planning for All In. They want to plan for All In, but they've got to think about what's happening at All Out. So no matter what, you've got to... You know what I mean? They've got to do... Whatever happens at All In has got to sort of build for All Out, basically. So, like, the option is MJF versus Cole. Maybe, I don't know, MJF can retain, Cole turns heel at Wembley. Yeah, and they have the rematch the week after. Yeah, which I think is bollocks. Wembley should be ending, make no mistakes about it, with your top star winning the world title match with loads of confetti falling down. You get that moment, you can play forever. That's what your biggest show... This is your WrestleMania. WrestleMania... You don't think, oh shit, my WrestleMania main event, I need to build up Backlash. Fuck Backlash. You don't want to build up Backlash, do you? WrestleMania, yeah, is the end of the feud. Sure, you can have a little match after, but the main thing is WrestleMania, yeah? The main thing here should be All In. Wembley Stadium, the fucking best stadium in the fucking world, yeah? That's where you blow everything off, yeah? You don't put MJF Cole face versus face to build for next fucking week at All Out, yeah? Sorry for swearing. Anyway. Or, what they can do, CM Punk versus MJF, which has always been, they basically, that's what they suggested. They did the CM Punk promo earlier on, which we're going to get into. He pulls out the title out of the bag, puts the X on it, yeah? So, I mean, there's two things. Is that going to be the title on Collision and MJF's is going to be on Dynamite? Either way, the fact that MJF was in the building for this and didn't come out and confront CM Punk is absolute bollocks. That better happen next week, by the way. I mean, you do go with that. I think I'm at the point where I'm not worried about the rest of the card, yeah? I think you just get this CM Punk MJF match on Wembley. It's your longest feud. If you're not going to do the, if you didn't do the cold turn last night, if they didn't do the cold turn last night, the only other option for me is Punk MJF. Because I don't want to see a babyface versus babyface match main event in Wembley, yeah? You could have done Cole heel versus MJF face. Instead, now you can do MJF face versus this tweener version of Punk, which is a huge, huge match. I'll take that to main event Wembley, yeah? If we're not getting Omega Osprey, I think we need Punk versus MJF. But who knows? I mean, at first I'm thinking, are they just going to do MJF call for MJF's title and then Punk versus Ricky Starks for the Collision title, shall we call it? But next week we're getting the Punk-Ricky Starks match. They're clearly probably going to blow that off. And then, I mean, maybe you could do MJF Cole on one side and then Punk versus Samoa Joe the other side for the title, because what happened to that? Joe put out Punk weeks ago, excuse me, beat him down after the match, and what happened? We've had no follow-up. 3 weeks later, I'm still waiting for that. So maybe that's the route they will take. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you do, I don't even know, what you can have Punk beat MJF or something and then Joe attack him on the week after his Collision, set up the pay-per-view match. I think Punk-Joe would be a good match to do in Chicago. But this is it. We should be talking about, instead I'm talking about what they're going to do in Chicago. What they need to plan for Chicago. Hashtag the show, the title of the show, fuck Chicago. This is all about All In. But yeah, apparently it's not, because they booked themselves into a big, dark, ugly, stinky fucking hole. But maybe these coffees have hit. But yeah. What they're going to do, I don't know. Maybe we'll find out next week. I mean, I hope so. Hope so. But yeah, next week we're going to find out all events. And all everyone's going to be talking about is SummerSlam. And Bristol City versus Preston North End. But yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, whatever happens next Saturday on Collision is going to get overshadowed in the wrestling news world by SummerSlam. And clearly they're stacking up the show for that. So at least they've not just given up like they did with that Dynamite I had to sit through on Wednesday night. Hopefully something happens on Dynamite 200, sorry. Thank fuck it's not 2,000, but yeah, 200. Hopefully. But anyway, I know it sounds like I'm being really negative here, but yeah, the show at Wembley, no matter what, I will do the podcast after Wembley, reviewing the show that I'm going to be there live for, by the way, and I'm sure I'll be positive about it. Because AEW got the best wrestlers in the world. They are allowed to go and put on the best matches in the world, yeah? So I'm sure they'll do that. But we need big fucking matches. Fuck Chicago. Anyway. Right, so yeah, I think I've got into everything that I wanted to get into. Went off on a bit of a tangent. Quickly, before we get into this episode of Collision, from Hartford, Connecticut, was it, yeah? Somewhere like that, yeah? Yeah, whatever. Fuck Chicago. Anyway. Last week's Collision, it did quite an impressive rating, amount of viewers, sorry, it did 618,000, which is the highest, I believe, since the second week, yeah? Highest since the second week, but the 18 to 49 did a 0.18, people keep saying that it needs to be 0.2 and to keep TNT happy, but yeah, whatever, who gives a shit? Right, let's get into Collision. Now, overall, I thought the show was good. It was better than fucking Dynamite. Give it a 7 out of 10. Yeah. It was good. A good but confusing, shall we say. The show opened. We get backstage promos from Cole and MJF and FTR. And then we get a promo from Darby Allin, who is looking more and more like he is a Collision regular. And yeah, I'm quite happy for that, because Darby Allin, like many people who appear on Dynamite week to week, need more direction. Darby tells he's going out there and he wants a fight. So the show opens up, Buddy Matthews versus Andrade, winner gets the mask or something, whatever. Some decent spots as in most ladder matches. Andrade goes for the DDT through the ropes, Buddy catches him, DDT through the ladder, that was good. We get an Andrade sunset bomb. Oh, do you know what, I'm fucking bored of ladder matches. Do they happen every couple? I'm sure there's one on this NXT pay-per-view tonight, maybe not. I guarantee on All In or All Out, yeah, we'll get a ladder match. Guarantee it. But yeah, we got this ladder match. It was fine. There's a lot of pissing about with the keys, with the handcuffs. And yeah, Andrade gets the win when he pushes off Julia Hart and Buddy Matthews through the table and yeah, gets his mask back. It was a solid ladder match. I mean, it was good. It was fine. There were two big spots. Decent ending. 3.25. Yeah, I'll have forgotten about it next week. But yeah, it was fine. It was good. But this is one thing that I would allude to. Yeah, you've just had this decent ladder match that I'm going to forget about. And this might be one of the reasons why Andrade wins. This is the blow-off, yeah, to this Andrade-Buddy Matthews feud, yeah? What happens? 10 seconds later after Andrade's won, we've gone to an interview with Miro. Let things breathe. I praise Collision for doing this. They let things breathe. 10 seconds later, we've got Miro on the screen. 20 seconds later, after Andrade wins this match, Miro's getting attacked by, I think, Aaron Solo. Let things breathe. Next we get... Now this is, I like this. I do like this because, yeah, where else but... I'll praise AEW. Where else but AEW would you just randomly get on the second match on the show, Darby Allin versus Minoru Suzuki. Love it. One of the positives about AEW, that is. Cool to see these two in the ring together. And yeah, do you know what I mean? This is good stuff. Let's get more stuff like this. Everything with AEW seems to have to be announced, yeah? Of course, you've got to announce some stuff, but you don't need to announce everything. Do you know what I mean? I was surprised when Minoru Suzuki came out, yeah? You don't need to announce that because it's not really going to draw in that many more viewers, is it? Nice little surprise. So yeah, please keep doing more of this. Darby Allin gets the win via like another roll-up, second roll-up on the show when, well, not roll-up, you know what I mean? Suzuki basically dodges the coffin drop, chokes him out, and Darby pins his shoulders to the mat to get the win. We get Christian on the screen saying that the title is more prestigious than it's ever been. And yeah, basically, they make us want to see Darby versus Christian, even though we're getting Darby versus Luchasaurus at All Out. Fuck Chicago. Next, we get Samoa Joe versus Gravity. I mean, I thought they might let Gravity get a bit more than this scene. He got like 10 minutes out of pack, but no. Match goes about two minutes, maybe three. They're keeping Samoa Joe really strong for something, and I think it's going to be a title match with Punk at one of these two shows. At first, I'm thinking, did they just forget the Punk thing? It seems so, but I'm sure they will come back to that, hopefully. So, the thing is, though, at the end of this match, it comes up CM Punk's promos next. And it's like, maybe Punk could have mentioned Samoa Joe in his promo. But yeah, apart from that, comes out to his music. Thankfully, I didn't like that on last week's show where he didn't. Comes out to loads of CM Punk chants, which was surprising. Then, when it goes quiet, we get plenty of boos. Probably say the crowd were like 65-35 in Punk's favour. Punk says that he's the grown-up in the room. He actually mentions Wembley. He's like, am I the first person to mention Wembley here? So clearly, he clearly thinks and knows that it's an absolute joke that they've not mentioned anything to do with Wembley Stadium pretty much so far. He mentioned it. And yeah, it was, yeah, do you know what I mean? It was a good CM Punk promo. Reminded me of one of his heel promos. We had Shivani holding the mic. Do you remember when they used to cut those promos where Heyman had hold the belt or whatever and then hold the mic as well? It was just like one of those. He mentions Wembley, refers to what's in the bag. We get what's in the bag chants, and he reveals his AEW title that he never lost. He talks about how he's got his blood on the belt. He beat Jon Moxley at All Out, fuck Chicago, last year, yeah. He talks about that and that he never lost the title, and he spray paints a big X on the AEW title. I like this. I mean, although I want the Punk MJF match, I have no problem with him having Punk's title on one show, MJF's on the other, but MJF needs to confront it. But yeah, we get Ricky Starks coming out, and yeah, they went a good back and forth on the mic. I do like this Punk Ricky Starks feud. It's just a shame that probably because came at the wrong time, didn't it? Because you're not probably going to do Punk Starks at Wembley. So next week we get Punk versus Ricky Starks for Punk's AWX title, with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat as the referee. Big time title match to main event Collision next week. This was an excellent promo. This is why you want CM Punk back. Punk is your most valuable player on the AEW roster because he's the one who can go out and do this sort of gripping back-to-back promo, just gripping television. And this is what you want to see every week. I don't want to see a 30-second backstage promo like we got with MJF and Cole on Dynamite when you can have stuff like this. Get the promos in the ring, all right? Dynamite, forgot to mention this, Renee had 5 backstage interviews in the first hour. 5 backstage interviews. But yeah, we get Bullet Club Gold defeating Vikingo, Martin and Andrade. Yeah, another win for Bullet Club Gold. Great. They had a cardboard cutout of Jay White. What a weird job they've done with Vikingo, by the way. You had that main event. It wasn't really for me, but this like classic match, as it's been alluded to in AEW circles. Main event Dynamite all those months ago, and now he's just losing in some random six-man team. There's your Dynamite booking of Tony Khan. Next, Mercedes Martinez makes Kiera Hogan tap. 7 minutes. 7 minutes. Not to waste 7 minutes of my life on this match. She keeps hold of the choke. After the match, she wins the match. Statlander makes the save. Hey, Millie. Sorry. My auntie's cat just walked in. Stayed at my auntie's because my flat roof is leaking. Anyway, enough of my walls. Martinez then nails... what am I going about? Mercedes nails fucking Chris Statlander with the belt. So it looks like we're getting Statlander, Mercedes Martinez going forward. I know Mercedes Martinez is like sort of legend on the women's division or whatever. But, oh great, Millie. Shut up. But do we really need to see this match? I mean, she doesn't impress me. She didn't impress me in NXT. I think maybe it's passed a little bit for her. But one positive. What did I say last week? Get Athena and Willow Nightingale as regulars on this show. We didn't get Athena, but hopefully she will follow Willow Nightingale. Willow Nightingale makes the save for Chris Statlander. Great. Get Willow on the show. Center the division around her on this show, please. She is your top babyface women's wrestler in the company. And Athena is the top heel. All right? No, we don't need Tony Storm. We don't need Hikaru Shida because your booking of all that is shite. Main event, we were talking about FTR versus MJF and Adam Cole. I ranted about that earlier. It felt big. I almost stayed up for Collision last night, but I thought, no, I'll just watch it in the morning. We got a lot of boost for FTR. We did get some back and forth chants. Say it was probably 70-30 in MJF and Cole's favour. I'm glad. Do you know what? Although I selfishly want babyface MJF, heel Cole, at All In, they didn't need to break this up now, did they? If they're not going to do the match, they're going to do Punk, MJF. Just leave them together. You can tell a long, long storyline. Why blow off something as big as this? Look what WWE did, yeah? Fuck it, I'm going to compare. WWE did that with the Bloodline or whatever. It's been going on for years. MJF call is hot. It's the hottest thing you've got right now in the company. Don't split up after a month. Do you know what I mean? Maybe if the plan was Cole versus MJF at Wembley, not sure why. It was originally, but it's got hot. Don't blow it now. You've got Punk MJF sitting there ready for Wembley. Go and do that. You're two biggest, Punk and MJF, the biggest stars in the company. Seeing Kenny Omega don't want to wrestle like the top singles star he could be. So yeah, put them two in your main event at Wembley Stadium. But yeah, really good match here. Obviously, it was like your old school sort of match. Like they said, there was no dancing or anything. Double clothesline chance, but it was basically hot tags. Your typical FTR match. Some finisher kickouts at the end, which was good. And yeah, I thought it was really good. I'll be honest with you, although I was talking about going with it, should have just put the fucking belts on MJF and Adam Cole, shouldn't they? I know, like you say, the tag team division matters in AEW, so they can't disrespect it like that. They've been disrespecting this tag division for the last year. Do you know what I mean? As soon as we have FTR defend against Jarrett on pay-per-view, no matter what you think of that Jarrett and Lethal Act, yeah. So hopefully the only reason FTR keep all the belts is because they fucking put this Young Bucks match on at Wembley. Fuck Chicago. Have I killed that joke yet? I don't even know where that even came from. Sorry for the people of Chicago, if any of you are listening, because I am hoping to make the trip to Chicago for All Out 1 year. So no disrespect to yous, but yeah, you know what I'm trying to say, don't you? So the match was good. Went 3.75 on it. The whole stuff after the match was good, but confusing. And yeah, they just keep the story going, don't they? At least they're telling one story. Good show. But confusing, 7 out of 10. Yeah, announce some matches for Wembley, please. Come on, I'm not asking for much. We don't have anything announced. The only thing we're probably going to see is what? Orange Cassidy versus Moxley. The only match right now, I say, yeah, that's going to happen. But maybe it'll happen All Out. Who knows? I thought the show, it was good. There was down periods, but it was good. The main things on the show were always going to be the Punk promo, the FTR versus MJF Adam Cole match. So we had a very good match to close. A ladder match, which some people will love more than me, to open. Two good matches to open and close the show. Great promo in the middle. Little things building up people in between. What more do you want from a two-hour wrestling show? But please, Tony, build up your WrestleMania, the biggest show in your history. Build it up. Hope you enjoyed the show, everyone. I thought I enjoyed this episode recording it. We will be back next week now. The show next week is probably going to be the Tuesday it's out. Because, as I said, it's Bristol City away, yeah. I'm watching SummerSlam Sunday hungover. Also, I'll be watching football. Be watching Collision. So, I'll probably get that show out Tuesday. So, don't forget, subscribe, share the show, retweet the show, tell your friends about it, yeah. And yeah, next Tuesday we'll have the next episode out, so make sure you subscribe. That podcast will drop in your feeds. I am Daniel. Follow us on Twitter at Collision Chat. Hope you've enjoyed the show, the road to All In. Well, hopefully by the next time we record, we know some matches. Yeah, hope you enjoyed the show, everyone. I'm Daniel, and I will see you next week.